Let's pray. God, this morning, our hearts are filled with hope. Some of us are acutely aware of that. Some of us don't even realize it, how much we put our hope in you. Some days we know exactly what that looks like, at least in our imaginations and deep in our hearts. And some days we don't know what it means to hope. But whatever the case, we do hope in you. We trust you. We put our faith in promises that have been passed down to us from generation to generation. And on this day of new beginnings, on this first Sunday, we say out loud again that we put our hope in you. In the name of Jesus, amen. I believe in what is good. And I believe that in the end, good prevails. That is true for the future when everything is said and done. And it's true for the little moments in our times right now that good is much to be preferred. When I went to Mississippi a couple of weeks ago, it was on the way to a family wedding in Memphis. We stopped in Mississippi to see our son, who lives there, but because he lives on an Air Force base, we stayed in a hotel. I get up early in the morning, a lot of you know, and so at 4 o'clock, I get out of bed, and I have the courtesy, because Jennifer and I, for the health of our marriage, I leave the room at 4 o'clock in the morning to go find coffee and read and let her sleep, which according to what I've heard is what normal people do. But 4 o'clock in the morning, I go downstairs, I walk down the stairs, I open the door out of the stairway, and I smell the smell of relief. Because I had been worried. A lot of times, hotel breakfast areas don't have coffee ready at 4 o'clock in the morning. In fact, the one we stayed at in Memphis didn't have it ready till 6:30. And I was like, are you kidding? 6:30, I'm ready for lunch. But anyway, that's another story. 4 o'clock, I go down, I smell the smell of relief because they already have it made. I already know the minute I open the door. So I walk down the hallway, and I see the coffee pots over against the wall, and I'm feeling very happy at this moment. And as I'm walking, I see kind of out of the corner of my eye a lady about my age and a young man who's obviously there to help her because they're about to start getting breakfast ready. And as I look over and I see her standing there, I just looked at her and smiled, and I said, coffee's ready, right? And she said, oh yeah, coffee's ready. We've got it ready for you, which was really nice. So I look at her and I said, if it wasn't COVID, I'd hug you right now. Now, I didn't think anything about that, and so I just kept walking. But as I kept walking over to the coffee pot, she kept talking to me. And what she said, after I said, as more of a rhetorical statement, if it wasn't COVID, I'd hug you. What I heard over my shoulder was, well, do you got your shot? And so I turned around, I said, yeah, I have my shot. And she said, well, come give me a hug, sugar, I'm a hugger. I was wearing my mask, so I walked over, 4 o'clock in the morning, in the lobby of the Holiday Inn Express, and we hugged in celebration of coffee. And I was so grateful for that coffee. But I have to tell you that on that morning, even more so, I found myself grateful for one of the best single-serving friends I've ever had. I believe in what is good. And I believe that we see good every single day. And sometimes it's in the smallest ways and in the littlest things. And if you're not watching for it, trust me on this because I am dead right about it. You'll miss it. If you're not watching for it, you're going to miss it. It's happening all the time. There's so many good things happening all day, every day. And we miss them so often. I think it's one of the reasons that Jesus, in his own preaching, talked about and used the phrase, eyes to see and ears to hear. While the world goes out of its way to try to get us to see the bad and to think about the bad and to dwell on the bad, the good is all around us. Here in this creation of the living God, which includes you, and it also includes the person sitting next to you. And I think that's an important point to say on this first Sunday of Advent. The creation of God includes you. It also includes the person sitting next to you, who for whatever reason in all of our stories, we're here likely for the same reasons. And that is that we're putting our trust and our hope in the living God. The world tries to get us to do what is bad, see what is bad, say what is bad. The world, in many ways, is also trying to get us to measure everything by like and dislike, and that is wrong. And it's gotten us into the mess that we're in right now as a country because we've been duped into believing that we should measure each other by like and dislike and by better and worse. And that's not the way that we are to see each other. I think seeing each other through lenses of good, because that's the way God made us, is probably a better approach. We sing this morning because God created us to create, and because God created us. And so we create music, and then we sing it, and we sing it as expressions of who God is making us as God continues to create us. I love Kurt Vonnegut's statement about what he wanted on his tombstone. Even though, I don't understand this one, it's not what wound up on his tombstone. I feel like I should go find his grave and put a post-it note on, because this is what he wanted. He said it's what he wanted. One time he said this, "If I should ever die, God forbid, let this be my epitaph." The only proof he needed for the existence of God was music. On this first Sunday of Advent, this Sunday of hope, it is a day to look forward to the world to come. But the good news here in Jesus is that we are already a part of the new creation. We're already a part of the world to come. We, if we have eyes to see and ears to hear, live deeply into this new creation. And yes, the world can be horrible, but every day we see beauty all around us, even strangers hugging over the joy of coffee at 4 o'clock in the morning. The world is not horrible. We're being told that all the time. It's not. The world is not horrible. It takes an act of faith to say that, I realize, and it is an act of hope. And that's the point. This is an act of hope. Because as I look around this room, right now, in this room, this is the world. Like this is the world we live in. As I'm looking around the room right now at all of you, I don't see one horrible thing. I don't see anything horrible. Nothing. People embrace, people greet each other. and we see each other through the peace of Christ. We smile, even behind our veils. Though we see through a glass darkly, one day we will see face to face. But today, we have this opportunity, right now, at the end of 2021, going into 2022, we have this opportunity to live into a vision, to tell people about a vision and then to live into it, not a vision of death, but a vision of life. Our entire narrative is rooted in the resurrection of Jesus, in the risen Jesus, in the living Jesus. This is not death, including an ancient prayer. This old piece of music that we know as Psalm 25 that I'd like to invite you to hear, but also to pray, and most importantly, to live this week. I want to preach this sermon and read this passage in the way that many of my preaching ancestors preached. Here is the way we need to live this week. This is not just a passage of Scripture that we read because it's Sunday morning. This is a prescription by which to live this week, especially as we lean into this season of Christ, into this day of hope. So hear the word of the Lord, sing this, and make this music in your heart, and let this be your prayer. This is Psalm 25. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. O my God, in you I trust. Do not let me be put to shame. Do not let my enemies exult over me. Do not let those who wait for you be put to shame. Let them be ashamed who are wantonly treacherous. Make me to know your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. For you I wait all day long. Be mindful of your mercy, O Lord, and of your steadfast love, for they have been from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth or my transgressions. According to your steadfast love, remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore, he instructs sinners in the way. He leads the humble in what is right. And he teaches the humble his way. All the paths of the Lord our steadfast love and faithfulness for those who keep his covenant and his decrees. For your name's sake, O Lord, pardon my guilt, for it is great. Who are they that fear the Lord? He will teach them the way they should choose. They will abide in prosperity. And their children shall possess the land. The friendship of the Lord is for those who fear him. And he makes his covenant known to them. My eyes are ever towards the Lord, for he will pluck my feet out of the net. Turn to me and be gracious to me, for I am lonely and afflicted. Relieve the troubles of my heart and bring me out of my distress. Consider my affliction and my trouble and forgive all my sins. Consider how many are my foes and with what violent hatred they hate me. O guard my life and deliver me. Do not let me be put to shame, for I take refuge in you. May integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait for you. Redeem Israel, O God, out of all its troubles. 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 Redeem, for goodness sake. if you can hear this song as your song for this week, to go live, am I really living this way? Not just hearing a song at church, but am I really living this way? Oh God, in you I trust. Well, sometimes, not a lot of the time, but I want to. In you I trust. Teach me your paths, your mercy, your steadfast love. Are you going through all day, every day, thinking constantly about your mercy, your steadfast love, these gifts from God? How often do you say, for goodness sake, and think of God? All the paths of the Lord are steadfast love and faithfulness. I want to be a child of God. Walk in steadfast love. Walk in faithfulness. He will teach them the way that they should choose. Well, most of the time, you know what's right. You know right from wrong. You know what's in front of you. My eyes are ever towards the Lord. Well, are they? Relieve the troubles of my heart. Do we believe that God can do that? Do we believe all these troubles of your heart? And I know that if you've been alive for longer than a little bit, you've got troubles in your heart. You carry them around. Do we believe that God can relieve the troubles of our hearts? And then the line, for I take refuge in you. For I take refuge in you. Redeem the world, O God, out of all its troubles. Out of all its troubles. Out of all its troubles, out of all its troubles, redeem. Dear God, redeem us for goodness sake. And we will wait for you. We will wait for you. We will wait for you with our hope-filled hearts. In the name of Jesus, in the living Jesus, we will wait for you. Amen.